Red Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Red Film Radio, this is Nicola Comonti here at the 74th Venice Film Festival, and today I've got a beautiful family. Hello, Mr. Abel Ferrara, and your name is? What's your name?
Anna.
Hi, lovely to meet you.
Come ti chiama?
Come ti chiama? Ciao, piacere.
Italiano con Anna, nata a Roma.
Nata a Roma.
Un po' l'inglese.
Fantastic. And actually, this film is in Rome, in Piazza Vittorio, one of the most enchanting places, for me, at least. I just wonder, very canonical question, how did you end up being in Piazza Vittorio and also deciding to make this, Piazza
question.
Vittorio?
How did we end up in Piazza Vittorio?
It's the fault of the padrino, which is William Dafoe. Mm-hmm. He lives there. He lives for many years with his wife, Giada Colagrande. And then we met each other in Rome during shooting Pasolini. And we wanted to live together, and we chose that neighborhood because of William. And you know, that's the zone where a lot of time we spend working, lived also. All in that Piazza Vittorio.
What do you like about it? I mean, why have we lived there for three? What do you like? Not like.
What I like?
Yeah.
I like because, I mean, we made some friends, yeah? We got some friends. We have great neighbors, and
they're in the movie.
They're in the movie, actually, Lucia and Nina.
All our neighbors.
And then we have William there. She was born there.
She's got a park.
She has her park.
She has a Colosseum.
Colosseum. We have the market in Piazza Vittorio.
The market, the train station.
The train.
It's easier to get to the...
And then the people, they are so nice and so crazy. Everybody's crazy in Piazza Vittorio, including us, I think. So...
That's probably it. You know, Piazza Vittorio is like a universe. You know, it's just a neighborhood in the whole of universe of Rome. But there's something in there that is even it transcends Rome. It's not just about Rome. And I tend to travel sometimes, and I tend to stay in places for a long time, and usually always going to the peripheries and seeing where people are. And I think the power of this documentary as well is just that it's like very. There's no prior approach to that. It's just, I'm going to show the people how they are, and I'm going to let them speak. And then through this thread, we actually get to see and understand all the facets of Piazza Vittorio and its issues and its beauties. For you, like being there now, you know, deciding to live there, and therefore kind of adopting also the problems that are in there, what kind of ideas did you make? Like, time will fix things, because sometimes you have that in cities that, you know, it's sort of almost like an outer
problem.
I
don't see it as a problem, you know. I mean, this idea of immigration problem, you know, these are two different words. Immigration is not a problem.
I don't think it's actually the immigration part of the problem. It's more like the idea and the approach of people towards immigration, the problem.
Is that something you're reading in the newspaper? Is this something that's being used for political ambition, you know? I mean, foreigners have been coming to Rome for 3,000 years. I mean, Africans have been in Rome. You know, Germans have been here. Germans took over the country, you know, the city, a couple of times. Thousands of years ago, you know, 75 years ago. So, you know, this is the flow of life. This is the way what's happening is happening. And you have to take it, and you just have to see it as a human thing. This is other people. You know, it was the point of the movie. You know, same with me. I'm an immigrant. I don't wake up in the morning saying, I'm an immigrant. I'm a human being. Everybody's a human being. You know, we happen to be, you know, you start classifying people as immigrants, Africans, immigrant problem. All of a sudden, I become a problem because I'm an immigrant. Only on a linguistic level. But, you know, words are powerful, so you got to be careful how you use them.
But that's exactly why I thought that it was also like a kind of brave approach to the film, because what we see as well, you know, the people that are talking, they represent antithetical sides of it. We also have like, you know, the fascist Casa Pound. They are represented almost as the men of the people. We have the old lady that, you know, I completely sympathize with her, but at the same time, I cannot understand her because, you know, for me, it would be always like, you know, the problem of immigration wouldn't even exist because, you know, borders shouldn't exist. But that's me. I also understand understand the lady. I cannot understand the fascists, but I do understand the lady that feels that.
But you can
something
understand what they're talking about. I mean, when they're talking there, I mean, you're calling them fascists. The three people, I mean, for me, the three people we meet in a building,
they're just fascists.
Okay, you know, you go.
Sorry, for
that.
Me, it's just like a no-go.
Yeah, all but, right. Yeah. Well, you know. I mean, well, they call themselves Casa Pound, so they're putting themselves in that position for you to call them that. But, you know, the women on the streets, you have your own view. You have, these ideas, these views are not sound bites. They're conversations. They're complex. They're as complex as human beings are. Each one of us has our own specific view of it. And she has her own take on Piazza Vittoria because she was born there and she lives there. She has more of a focus on it.
Yeah, and she's not an Italian. I mean, she's... Yeah, she's also an immigrant.
Yeah, she's caught in the middle of it too. Her mother is Moldavian. Her father, you know, mother's
American.
Russian. Her father is from the United States. She's born in Rome. So she is.
She is absolutely the.
Yeah, the child of the movie.
The child of the movie.
Of the concept of immigration.
Yeah.
She don't know it yet, so don't torture her with it.
But that's it. Maybe she's the symbol of all. So you know, we're talking about a very messy present. He seems like there's no. Almost sometimes you just feel like will there ever be a merging of like choices, but then maybe we just need to follow Anna for a couple of years and see that everything will work out.
Well, she'll come back here.
She'll come back.
Take this. What you got to say? Say ciao.
Ciao.
And that's a wrap. Thank you very much, guys. Fred Film Radio.
Grazie.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.